Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers took to the streets of a popular shopping district of Hong Kong Island Sunday to promote their plan to hold an unofficial referendum on democratic reform next month. The late June referendum will ask Hong Kong residents if they support calls by pro-democracy activists for the public to be able to nominate candidates for the city's next leadership election in 2017. That's the first time the chief executive post will be filled by universal suffrage. China's central government has denounced the planned referendum by the pro-democracy Occupy Central movement. Beijing says Hong Kong's constitution or basic law requires chief executive candidates to be selected by a committee and display loyalty to the motherland. One of the chief supporters of Occupy Central is Emily Lau, a lawmaker and leader of the Hong Kong Democratic Party. In an interview with Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin, she explained why she believes the public should be involved in the nomination process.
Well, I think the nomination of the candidate is very important because the discussion in Hong Kong right now is surrounding Beijing's suggestion that there should be some form of political censorship or screening whereby people unacceptable to Beijing will not be nominated. We think that is ridiculous. We think the universal suffrage means the people's right to vote and the people's right to stand for election should be free and fair. So we are now trying very hard to persuade Beijing and the powers that be that the nomination committee should be democratically constituted, and there should be other forms of nominating candidates whereby, you know, registered voters can nominate, and political parties should also be given the right to nominate candidates.
Well, now that the government has ended its consultation period for the public to offer ideas about election arrangements, what is your party going to do next, and how will you try to influence the government and Beijing to eventually produce a reform document that you can accept?
Well, we are talking to all kinds of people, including those who are close to Beijing. And we hope that the public will also speak out very clearly on what they want. But in fact, they have done so. Various opinion surveys conducted by the universities have found that many people support a fair way of nominating candidates. And many of them, of course, prefer a nomination by registered voters. Maybe, you know, 20, 30,000 or more voters get together and they can nominate a candidate. And so we will continue to work with people with like minds to push that message home. And of course, there is this Occupy Central campaign, and we support that as a means of using civil disobedience to show our displeasure. But of course, we hope we don't have to resort to that and to have people arrested. But if we are forced, I don't think we will shy from it.
Well, on the topic of Occupy Central, that's a movement that basically threatens to block parts of the central business district of Hong Kong Island later this year if the government does not produce a reform package that's acceptable to the pro-democracy camp. How concerned are you that that kind of sit-in protest will harm Hong Kong's image and its economy, as the critics are warning?
Well, of course, if you have lots of people occupying Central, it will be very difficult for the government to disperse. If you have several hundred or 1,000-odd people, then it's no big problem for the police. So at the end of the day, it is up to the people of Hong Kong whether they want to come and congregate in the streets of the Central Business District to use that action to show their displeasure and their support for democracy. And we think many people, even in the business community, they understand. And actually, they don't want to see it. And we say we don't want to see it. And so long as the government comes up with a package that meets international standards, that provides for free and fair election, a competitive election whereby voters have a choice, Occupy Central will not happen.
I did interview James Tien, the leader of the Liberal Party, recently, and he told me that he thinks the Pan Democrats should basically give up the prospect of having a pro-democracy candidate nominated for 2017 because the nominating committee is unlikely, in his view, to approve any such candidate, and basically wait for the next election in 2022 to give Beijing time, as he says, to see that the 2017 system produced a stable government. What do you think of that idea?
I don't think it's on. We fight very hard for democracy for many years. And I don't speak for anybody else. There are many, many parties and individuals within the pro-democracy camp. And I guess nobody is qualified to speak for all of them. So I speak for the Democratic Party. And it would be very difficult for my party to go out and tell the people, now there is democratic election, but we will give up the right to stand so as to please Beijing. And we will also persuade other people in the pro-democracy camp not to stand so as to set Beijing's mind at ease. I think if we do that, my party would be finished.
Hong Kong Democratic Party Chairwoman Emily Lau speaking with Michael Lippin.